New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Angeles. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, just after 10 o'clock, welcome to your summer, what are we calling this? Almost said Summer Fridays, but I am all messed up. Funner summer.
It's dumber summer.
Dumber summer.
We've succeeded.
Jesus Christ, I gotta stop doing... don't give me any more mystery pills to take live on
take
the air.
One.
Not doing another one right now. My brain is all sorts of weird right now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I got a lot
it's
of
all right,
magic
we can't tell.
Coursing through my veins. And if you're just joining us this morning, well, you picked a great hour to tune in. This is the hour that Allie and I will attempt to call sports bars in New York City and try to convince them to put different shows on their TVs tonight other than Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Which I think every single bar in a 20-mile radius is going to have every TV tuned in to the next game.
I would imagine every bar probably in any city in America, specifically, though, in New York City, where it has gotten very, very exciting there.
Yeah, because they haven't won a championship in over 50 years.
Been a long-ass time, and so Allie and I will attempt to call random sports bars in the city and see if we can convince them to maybe change, if not all the TVs, at least one of the TVs to something else.
I'm sure they'll be nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
New Yorkers are known
very
for their
friendly
sweetness.
So that'll be coming up later this hour on the show. Also, we have tickets for you. If you want to go see Felipe Esparza at the Greek.
Oh, nice.
This Saturday. We will get you into that show this hour, so be ready to call in and claim those tickets as well. If you're new, my name's Klein. That is Allie.
Hello.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there. You
this
know him
is
as
magical. Just magical.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
For Pride Month, of course, and that's what I'm taking right now. That's the ingredients to what I've got coursing through my veins. Jake the Nerd over there.
What's that?
Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking the calls in the back. And if you missed the big announcement as to whether or not Allie is pregnant or not, we will hopefully get to that later on this hour as well. So you'll be on the edge of your seat until you hear that announcement. Or maybe your short-term memory is fried, in which case it'll be the very first time you hear that announcement.
And Klein will be rolling around on the carpet shirtless in a moment.
Oh, man.
Does that sound nice?
That sounds amazing.
Do you want some gum?
I really do want some gum. Some candies.
Okay. Get him some candies. We have Smarties in the back office.
Come right back as we start a bi-coastal war with New York after this on K-Rock. All right, this will be difficult, but we're up for the challenge, so let's give it a shot, Allie. Us calling sports bars in New York City right now. Obviously, Game 3 NBA Finals tonight. Knicks are up 2-0, winning 2 in San Antonio. No one really thought that would be the case.
Farts.
Knicks didn't stand a chance, but in some ways, they're kind of the underdog team that everyone is now rooting for.
I'm getting almost excited enough to watch.
Really? You're at that level?
I might.
Omar, you've watched 0 minutes of NBA Finals?
Zero.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Although I do like the playoffs, I just haven't been around.
You've been busy. Busy.
Been busy yeah.
But the concept that any of us would be able to convince a bar in New York City to change one of their TVs to anything other than the Knicks would be
absurd.
An impossible task.
Well, because anyone who's in any bar tonight is going, especially on a Monday night, it's to watch the Knicks play.
So do you want to go first or second, Allie? And do you have a strategy plan for how you're going to convince them to do it or
I'll
not?
I'll go second. Yeah, I have an idea brewing in my
head. You want to go second?
You should, yeah.
Okay.
You're the one who's on magic mushrooms.
I will, I should just tell them
that. I feel
like
you should just
I'm on magic mushrooms. Can you put on something other, can you put on a screensaver or something fun to watch? Let's get into it now. This is us attempting to see if we can convince a actual bar in New York City.
Are you going to have another show in your mind of what you're going to suggest?
Yeah, I'm going to tell them Jeopardy, but I haven't figured out why I'm going to tell them they should do Jeopardy. But I think that's usually something that would maybe be on a bar in the background if there was an actual, you know,
there's
something.
There's a big rerun of Celebrity Jeopardy.
I'll come up with something. Place your bets. Allie and I calling New York to see if they'll put on something other than the Knicks game after the finals, I think. 8:30 tonight.
Gentlemen, how can I help you?
Yeah, you guys have TVs there, right?
Do we what?
TVs. You have TVs there, right?
Yeah, we have TVs.
Great. I was wondering if I come by tonight, I'm going to be on the episode of Jeopardy that's airing. Is there any way that I can get that on the TVs in the bar?
All all the TVs will be on the Knicks game.
What if I wanted to have all of the TVs on my episode of Jeopardy?
No, all the TVs will be on the Knicks game.
Right, but
they wouldn't change.
Right, but I am on Jeopardy. Do you understand how hard that is?
I understand you're on Jeopardy. I'm sure the Knicks game will be on, but I'm sure if you ask the staff member to change one television, it will be okay. I don't work nights, but I'm sure it will be okay. But the Knicks are playing tonight. They're not going to put...
Well, would they put the volume of the Jeopardy on in the bar?
No, they would only put the Knicks game.
But how will people know which questions I got right?
I'm just being honest with you that the Knicks are going to be on.
What is annoyed right now?
No, there's not annoyed. I said I can't hear you. I said that the Knicks are going to be on the TVs tonight.
Right, but have you seen? Are you familiar with Jeopardy?
I understand. I know what Jeopardy is, sir. I'm telling you that the New York Knicks are playing, and they have a watch party. All the TVs are going to be on the Knicks.
But I finished third in my round of Jeopardy.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I really don't know. You could call at 7 and ask the night bartender.
Okay, so you think we can get Jeopardy? And what's your name so I can tell them you said it's okay to put Jeopardy on all the TVs? I still think that's kind of a win.
I think she said she would change one.
One TV, maybe. All right.
And maybe the volume.
Oh, there they go. They're gone. All right. Well, there you have it. All right, Allie. That was what I would call a minor victory. One
the
TV.
Fact that she said she would change one is crazy.
But she also said she's not going to be there. So
I guess they just kind of yes you.
Easy to make promises.
All right.
One TV, no volume. So you have to beat that.
Okay. I'll try.
All right. Allie, I've got another number for a bar in New York. And Vanessa has vetted these numbers to make sure people answer, so they're already there getting set up for what should be a busy, busy night for them. You can't use the Jeopardy story. I've already used
that. Damn.
I finished third in Jeopardy. You realize how impressive that is? So you got to come up with your own.
It is hard to get on Jeopardy.
You got your own story now.
Hello, Pig and Whistle.
Hi. Do you have any TVs in your bar?
We have loads of TVs in our bar.
Oh, okay. I was just calling to see if you were putting on America's Funniest Home Videos tonight.
Probably not because of the Knicks game. Or what time is it at?
It's at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, so all of our TVs will be on the Knicks game today.
Oh, can I get you to change one of the TVs over to America's Funniest Home Videos?
Well, today we're going to be, like, mega packed. So if you if you want to get space, you'll have to come, like, 4 hours before 8:30.
Okay.
To get a spot.
Yeah, because I'm actually going to be featured on America's Funniest Home Videos tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, AFV, have you ever watched it?
No.
Yeah, I fall off my bike when I'm riding a bike on the pier in San Francisco.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I really want everyone in the bar to... I think that they would find it really funny, too. I don't know if I'm going to be on the beginning of the episode or the end, so you have to kind of watch for the whole hour, but I could be a finalist.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's just this tricky because the next game is like... We're fully booked. It's going to be out the door.
Yeah.
We're going to have a queue out the door as well.
Is it tricky, though? Because I think you could just change one of the TVs now and just kind of keep it there.
Oh, yeah. Let me find out for you. I'll ask someone now.
Okay, yeah, ask him.
He's going to go on hold, yeah. How do you put someone on hold?
How do you put someone on hold?
I have a clumsy bitch on the phone who fell off a bike. She's going to be on TV tonight. Is there any way she can watch herself instead of the game, the NBA Finals?
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I've just asked, and unfortunately, like, all the TVs have to be on the Knicks game tonight.
Oh, no. Did you tell them about the bike?
I did.
Did you really explain it? Because I fell
I did, that you're possibly going to be a finalist and all.
Right, okay. And they didn't seem excited?
Yeah, it's just, because Knicks is just, like, it's the biggest, one of the biggest games of the year.
Oh, did you tell them that Alfonso Rivero is hosting?
Yeah.
You did?
I did, I told them all this.
Okay, all right, I'll come over now. What's your name?
Jake.
Okay, Jake. Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Sally.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you. I'll see you over there. I'll find my spot right next to you.
Brad, see you.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Order me a Shirley Temple.
All right. Well, it sounds like neither of us really got a win on this one.
I don't think he really told them about Alfonso Rivero.
I don't think
he told them.
He definitely did not pass that information along. I mean, he may have said, the idea that he had to say to someone else at the bar, I have a woman who's going to be on America's Funniest Home Video tonight because she fell off her bike. Can we put that on the TV?
And the manager being like, why are you asking me this?
It's the biggest game in the history of the city. Are you kidding me?
Wonder if in that bar tonight it will be playing.
Made this one TV. This guy gets fired over it. I promised Sally I'd get her TV on. Alfonso Rivera. Well, anyway, that's two fails of us attempting to get other things on other than the Knicks game, the NBA Finals in New York tonight, which means that'll be on everywhere. We come back, quick break. Allie will reveal to the world if she's got a baby inside of her or not, and more show after this. Emotions all over the place. It's hard to say words. I gotta lay down, I think. Man. Whew, that magic is coursing through my veins. We'll do some takeaways and get out of here. Before we do that, though, Allie, because you are officially pregnant now, I just want to see if these microphones still work like they used to. Would you be okay to hold the microphone down?
Oh, no. Not this again. Veto.
What happened?
Veto.
This is where we put you turn the mics up really loud and we hear what her...
And we hear a horrible bit.
We hear...
Oh, I remember.
Put the mic down.
There's not even a heartbeat
yet. This is comedy gold. Comedy gold.
Put the mic.
We gotta hear from the baby.
Let's see if the baby's talking.
Never have this in 4 weeks.
Put the mic down there. Just shut up, you, and put the mic.
That makes no sense.
I hear your heartbeat, so put it down there. Put the mic down. Hello?
I think my mommy's a barber. Because she's always saying, let's scissor tonight.
Oh, my God. No. It's just as funny as
we didn't even write anything new.
That's
the same bit from 5 years ago.
It's the same bit. Hold on. Put the mic down. Allie, come on. You have a baby in there. Yes, go ahead, baby.
I can't wait to find out which Groupon doctor I'm going to see. My mom is cheap.
Okay.
Well, that is still true.
That's good stuff. All right.
And it's the same one from Kaiser, all right?
Same exact one. Although it won't be the same one because it's a different one every time.
That's true. It is always a different one.
Takeaways from today's show, then we get out of here. Of course, a lot of people sending love in your general direction.
Yes, thank you.
And I've intercepted as much of that love as possible.
424, my takeaway is we put the meh in radiant.
Is that what the line was earlier?
Yes.
That was so bad.
Oh, that's man. So great.
Well, whatever. Strong takeaway, so enjoy it.
323, gays love those cowboys.
Man, they sure do.
818, Latina dancing works. 909, Fat Alley's coming back. 213, my takeaway is let's go dinos.
Okay, dinos.
If you missed it, check out the podcast. You get Vanessa back confusing the gays, even more confused than last year. It was a hate crime that we were able to witness unfold before your very ears. And that was only one person. She's talked to like 20 people. So tomorrow,
so many more.
A whole new round of that to get to.
And 310, my takeaway is Klein grew up in the DMV. And 213, my takeaway is don't yell out, hey, bear. Hey, bear.
Hey, bear's not going to save your life.
Anywhere. Apparently. You can do it at Pride, I guess.
Yeah, but don't do it in the wilderness.
And 208, boobies, boobies.
Yeah, that was another one of Vanessa's catchphrases from this weekend, which she said a lot walking around the streets of West Hollywood. What's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa, MVP of the show?
The smell of Jake's nails. The smell of Jake's nerd hole is Spencer's gift shop.
That's right. Jake's nerd hole smells like Spencer's gifts.
It's a good smell.
What is your takeaway there? Let's say hi to Johnny. Go ahead, Johnny.
Klein's meat makes baby feet.
That's right. Beautifully said. Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, y'all a bunch of dirty smigadoons.
Schmigadoons.
I don't think we can say that still on the radio. Allie? Pregnant Allie, you have a takeaway?
Yes, my takeaway is the Alfie Tower is when two men hold hands.
Well, at the Alfie Tower. It's a landmark. And
I'm going to try that tonight.
Okay.
A guy named Alfie.
What is your takeaway, Omar?
My takeaway is that Kegs with Greg's coming this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Kegs with Greg's.
If your name ain't Greg, you ain't it coming.
It's going to be a great... Are you on the magic, too?
I took it, too. Why not?
No, we're all on the magic.
You ain't it coming.
You ain't it coming.
So, anyway, we will do all that tomorrow. I can't even find this. What do I usually play at the end of the show? I got to get out of here, guys. I'm, like, really high.
The jingle?
I'm seeing, like, so many things.
Really?
Like, a lot of letters.
Are you going to have Johnny drive you home?
I'm going to take a...
Well, you're looking at a bunch of letters.
I'm going to take a timeout. I'm going to give myself a timeout.
Okay, what's that going to do?
This one? Yeah, I found out.
That's not right. I'm hitting wrong buttons all over the place.
What are you doing?
Glenn and Allie, it's just okay. Glenn and Allie, it's just okay. Glenn and Allie. It's just okay.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.